birth. Genesis 1, verse 1, the first three words are, "In the beginning." Mary Baker Eddy translates that as meaning, "In the only." The next two words are, "God created." Frederick L. Rawson, one of the most advanced and finest practitioners for Christian Science of all time, healed a man that had a load of rocks dumped on him, totally immersed, and Mr. Rawson only said these few words when he witnessed the event. "There is nothing but God." And as soon as he finished saying that, the man jumped up through the pile of rocks like a rocket, totally unharmed. This was reported by another Christian Scientist, Mr. Spalding, who was standing beside of him looking out a window, both observing this event. Obviously, Mr. Rawson had such a clear understanding of God that his statement was not merely words, but only a statement of what he understood to be true. And since that individual was in his thought, since he was observing the individual, Mr. Rawson's thought was manifested as a healing experience for the individual. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer, founder, and leader of Christian Science, made it clear in her scientific statement of being that there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Mr. Rawson states clearly in his treatments that it is very important to handle the belief of matter. Mary Baker Eddy states emphatically that there is more than one concept of birth that needs to be addressed. Beginning on page 542 of the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, she provides spiritual thoughts, spiritual interpretations of the verse in Genesis chapter 4, verse 16, which states as follows, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, Jehovah, and dwelt in the land of Nod." Here are the paragraph titles that follow the Bible verse that she is translating: Climax of Suffering, Dwelling in Dreamland, Man Springs from Mind, to capital M, meaning God, Material Inception. Looking at this paragraph on material inception, she states, the text, quote, "In the day that the Lord God, Jehovah God, made the earth and the heavens," end of quote, introduces the record of a material creation which followed the spiritual. a creation so wholly apart from God's that spirit had no participation in it. In God's creation, ideas became productive, obedient to mind. That's a capital M, meaning God. There was no rain and, quote, not a man to till the ground, end of quote. Mind, capital M, instead of matter, being the producer, life, capital L, was self-sustained. Birth, decay, and death arise from the material sense of things, not from the spiritual. For in the latter, life, capital L, consisteth not of the things which a man eateth. Matter cannot change the eternal fact that man exists because God exists. Nothing is new to the infinite mind. That makes it clear that birth is not a new event, but only a clarification mentally of the fact of spirit being man's substance and the only reality. As she states again about Genesis 1 verse 1, in the only. In the text just read, again she states birth, decay, and death arise from the material sense of things. In other words, a material viewpoint, looking through not the lens of spirit, which is reality, but looking with dark glasses, looking through a mist, looking into a fog, where everything is hidden that is true. To see truth, we must be looking in the light. The light that is provided by mind, the mind of God, God which is mind, not a false concept which is called mortal mind, which she clearly states is an oxymoron because mind is not mortal. We can't say something is black-white. We want to say the truth about color. We may say something is black and white striped. Or we could refer to the color of something as gray, which is a mixture of black and white. But black has definite characteristics and white has definite characteristics. We can't mix matter and spirit because they are distinctly the opposite. In viewpoint, spirit being reality and matter being a false concept of substance, an unreality. These things just stated are reasons why Mr. Rawson indicates that it's very important to handle the belief of matter when a treatment is stated. Mentally or verbally. So the two primary concepts of birth is the reality, which means that it is enlightenment of what is already true, or unreality, which is looking into a fog and believing that birth comes from a material source. Mary Baker Eddy has referred to a material birth as being the first death. It seems that one could connect this with what she has stated about Genesis chapter 1. And that has been referred to as the spiritual record of creation, which is the first record of creation in the Bible. Therefore, it's easy to think of that as being the real foundation of all existence. And of course, where it says God created man means that God created man made of the substance of spirit. Because man is a manifestation of God, and God is spirit. A second death is referred to in both the Bible and Science and Health. If one looks at Revelation 20, verse 6, keeping in mind that Revelation, as documented by Dr. Robert Putnam, was dictated to John on the island of Patmos by Jesus, who appeared to him in a human form. That was after the ascension of Jesus. If one wants to research that, just click on Mr. Putnam's image in the header on any page of the website. The text of Revelation 20, verse 6 states, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Mary Baker Eddy discusses this topic on page 77, starting line 5, under the title Second Death, and that's in the chapter entitled Christian Science versus Spiritualism. Existence continues to be a belief of corporeal sense until the science of being is reached. Error brings its own self-destruction, both here and hereafter, for mortal mind creates its own physical conditions. Death will occur on the next plane of existence, as on this, until the spiritual understanding of life, that's a capital L, is reached. Then, and not until then, will it be demonstrated that the second death hath no power." Certainly, this negates the belief that suicide is a way out of material life. And of course, Jesus proved that the body was the same after death as before, giving examples to his doubting disciples. To give a little background on the way Mary Baker Eddy defines God, following are four definitions from Science and Health. These are in page number order. The first one to be recited is on page 115, stated in the chapter entitled Science, Theology, and Medicine, and this is the section on science. Scientific translation of immortal mind. Divine synonyms: God, divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. The chapter just quoted is chapter 6. The next one is chapter 14, recapitulation. Page 465. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. The next one being recited is in chapter 17, the glossary, page 587. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All substance, intelligence. And the fourth one is also in the glossary, same page, 587. And it is the topic for good. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. There is nothing in there whatsoever that gives a clue that God is material or mortal or evil or flawed. It is not possible for God to include any error or mistake, any fallacy, any absence of good. For it says God is the definition of good. Therefore, God is good. Good is God. God cannot lack power. So how could a storm be from God? There could not be any real power in a storm if one has embedded in their consciousness confidently and completely and wholly that God is the only power. Mr. Rawson understood that when he healed the situation where the man had the rocks dumped on top of him. He understood that God was omnipresent, right where that incident appeared to be taking place, and that God was omniscient, because that includes intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. So all knowing is from God. And Mr. Rawson proved that by knowing that God was present right there. Knowing that God's power was right there. That the only action was the action of God, not the action of an apparent accident. He realized that was not true. All in the very simple statement, there is nothing but God. There is nothing here that indicates that God is human. Could Jesus be God? Not a chance. Jesus was born of a woman. Limited in many ways as any other human is. Experiencing a human life, went through death. He could not have gone through that experience if he was God. There's nothing in these definitions that indicates that God is death or that God could experience death. In fact, one of the definitions of God is life. So God could not be death or experience death. What intelligence would there be in experiencing death? Says God here is all intelligence. And that God is the only substance. And God is spirit. So that means that the substance must be spirit. Intelligence certainly would be lacking to go through an experience of death. But there's nothing lacking because God is omnipresent. Keep in mind that power is a measurement of performance. Performance has to be based on intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, creative ability, all capacity, all facility, all capability. Everything about God is omni, the one and only, all. The only intelligence there is the intelligence of God. The only birth there is an awakening to what is already true. God is truth. Truth includes motive, consciousness. It states that God is all-knowing, therefore God is conscious of truth. God is truth. God is conscious of himself, itself. God is not man. God is not woman. God is complete, which includes all the qualities that are attributed to man and woman, such as the love of a woman, the tenderness and kindness, or the strength and courage that are qualities commonly attributed to man. Mary Baker Eddy refers to God as being the Father, Mother God. Jesus represented the characteristics of Father. Mary Baker Eddy represented the characteristics of Mother. And together, they make examples of the completeness of God. Jesus demonstrated motherly characteristics, for example, of love, of caring for his friends and his individuals that he was preaching to, healing. And yet he was humble, washing the feet of his disciples, saying that he could do nothing but what he seeth the Father do. In other words, he was a manifestation of God. He was the Son of God. We are all sons and daughters of man, and as we advance more spiritually, we can become the sons and daughters of God. Jesus said that we will do more things than he did. One way to interpret that is that he is an example that we can use as our springboard, as a catalyst. We can benefit from his experiences, his examples, his healing practices. Mary Baker Eddy states that he was a divine metaphysician. Jesus provided the examples, but Mary Baker Eddy provided the science which he used in order to provide the healing experiences. Stamp and Moss, two very fine advanced Christian scientists, have translated each of his 41 parables. If you click on the image of Jesus on any page in the header, it will lead you to the analysis of those 41 parables by Stamp and Moss. Such a wonderful, wonderful education on those parables. What he said in a few words, they have taken hundreds of pages to explain. Great detail. Dr. Robert Putnam, referred to previously, has a book, Council of the NECA. This is the great meeting that took place in 325 AD. And by great, I mean the important meeting. It was important because it explains why Jesus is not God and why Christianity went into dark ages for over 1,000 years. Mary Baker Eddy states that healing was lost during all this time. And she's the first one that brought it back to life. The Council of NECA basically ascribed the healing of sin to the churches, and they certainly don't do a very good job of that. And the healing of sickness to the medical profession, which is licensed by the state. And supposedly there's a separation of church and state. But that is a lie. They are intertwined from beginning to end. You must have a business license to have a church. Business license is administered by the state. The rules are administered by the state. Enforced by the state. One item that needs to be embedded in thought is that the belief of a material life is a fraud. If one refers to Genesis chapter 1 and the definitions of God and combine those two things together, it is impossible to believe in a material sense of life and at the same time try to believe that God is the one responsible for all existence, because those are in conflict, as has been explained in this recording. Mind reveals the truth, awakens, enlightens. That is the real birth. And the other concept of birth, of matter, is a lie from beginning to end. There is nothing but God. Amen.